Ryan Griffin as he continues to progress in his career? What were some of his takeaways that you saw?
Well, for one, he has a good teacher in Drew and, you know, our OCs and stuff. But I think he did well today. I think we only had one series with Ryan, if I remember correctly. But, you know, it's just one of those things that as long as you continue to grow, you're going to make mistakes. And I think at that position, you know, as long as you don't continue to make the same mistakes, you'll be good.
What difference do you see him compared to last year?
Pardon me?
Ryan, what differences do you see now compared to last year?
I can't really say I paid attention to notice a lot of differences, but, you know, I think he's growing as a player. I definitely think he's getting more comfortable with his IDing, you know, Mike IDing, IDing the defense, as the young guys tell me about him. But, you know, I think he's growing.
How do you feel your camp's going?
Going well for me. Feel good. Just about, you know, getting out there, getting my footwork down, getting my hand placement down, and really just getting better every day. You know, you're going to make mistakes. Made a few early. So just eliminating those mistakes and not repeating those mistakes is the key.
I know getting off to fast starts last year was an issue for this offense. How good did it feel in the scrimmage? I know it's a scrimmage, but three straight scores, especially that opening one.
It felt good to get in zone. You know, we got in the end zone against the twos. We got in the end zone against the ones. But, you know, there's still room for improvement. And that's what we're going to do after we take a few of these days off is continue to get better and improve.
What did you think about Teron Armstead today? How did he do out there?
I think he played well. He played well out there. And he's going to continue to play well. The more reps he gets, the better he's going to be. So, you know, Junior is a 12-sack guy and Cam's a 12-sack guy. So we have good competition out there on the edge.
Y'all seem to really keep the defensive line at bay today. Real happy with that?
Well, I think we normally do that on a regular, but, you know, I mean, not at our defensive line, I'm just saying, period.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, we did a good job today. We were precise in our footwork. We were aggressive in our sets, and that's how we want to play.
I know that you have to look at the film first, but can you just talk about Lolito and Goody when you played with both of them, just kind of an assessment without looking at the film?
Tim's getting better. You know, it's a lot going on for Tim. This is the first time he's played center, you know, especially at this level. And the one thing I can say is that he's getting better. Goody is a seasoned vet. He's a pro 13, 14 years in this league. And Goody is just like I remember Goody. You know, we gel well together. We know where each other's going to be. We have those games and those reps with each other. So, you know, I think both of guys are working hard. And I think, you know, the thing is, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. You go back to the film and see, you know, who's the better guy.
I know a lot of emphasis on the running game.
Tavares Cadet ran today. It seemed like he had a big day.
Tavares ran well. I think all the running backs ran well, but Tavares had a couple gashes in there. And, you know, he's another guy. I think we got a lot of good backs that can tote the ball for us. And the thing is that it's just hard to play them all, you know. So they're going to continue to get better. And as long as we continue to put our head down and drive, they're going to be good.
Overall, you guys did run the ball. How would you describe it today?
I think we ran the ball, you know, well today. I think we did real good. Now, the defense wasn't tackling, so a lot of running through arm tackles. But, you know, the guys ran tough, and that's what you want to see, run tough.